Today's Shir, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Shin Yud Ches, and we are up to Sif Gimel. As we mentioned in the introduction to Hilchas Bishul, the Malacha of Mevashel is defined broadly as altering an item, usually food, but not always, by way of fire-generated heat. That's the way we defined it. So this Sif is going to teach us that this includes both fire itself, what's known as or what's known as Toldas Ha'or, a derivative of fire, meaning an object heated by fire. So, therefore, it follows that min ha-Torah, one is allowed to cook by the heat of the sun or by a tolda of the sun, known as bishul b'chama or bishul b'toldos ha-chama, something heated by the sun. Obviously, min ha-Torah, both of those will be okay. But we're going to see that midrabanan, cooking in toldas ha-chama, a derivative of the sun, something heated by the sun, is going to be the concern that people might mistakenly mix up the cooking in something that they think is going to be cooking in toldas ha-chama, but it's really, in the end, toldas ha-or, which would be obviously a big blunder, because then he would be cooking and doing bishul min ha-Torah. So therefore, as we're going to see, there's going to be an iser derabanan in toldas ha-chama, even though it's going to be totally permitted if items are cooked straight in the chama itself. We now start Sif Gimel. Kishem she'asu levashel ba'or, kach aser levashel betoldas ha'or, kigon litein beitza betzad kedera, o leshavra al sudar she'ruchan ba'or kedei she'titzaleh. So just as it's aser to cook on fire, by fire, so too is it aser to cook by a tolda of fire, a derivative of fire, toldas ha'or, same way it's aser to cook by and do bishul ba'or, so too betoldas ha'or. Such as by placing an egg, a beitza, alongside a hot pot, or by cracking it on a cloth that was heated with or with fire in order to roast it. This would be aser min ha-Torah, person would be chayiv min ha-Torah, the same way as if he'd actually be cooking on the fire itself. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin. V'hamevashel bo chayim. If someone who cooks in toldas ha'or is going to be chayim, min ha-Torah. Chayim chatas, chayim skila, if it makes it. Lefichach, hameniach peros o mayim al ha-tanor, o betoch ha-kachlin, la'achar she'usak ha-tanor, v'nisvashel sham, chayim. So he says, therefore, if one goes ahead and puts fruit or water on top of an oven, or inside the cooking chamber of the oven, after it had been heated up, and the fire is no longer there, and it becomes cooked there, he is going to be chayiv min ha-Torah. Umi derabanan, aser lahaniach afilu kodem shehusak ukedelekame. He's just pointing out that later we're going to see that if a person places food on an oven before it was heated, and a second person heats up the oven, the first person is going to be over a derabanan, while the second one is going to be chayiv achatas. Okay, so he's just saying, just mentioning that as well here. He goes on and he says now, V'chol dinei bishul hanisgarim b'siman zeh shayachim gam b'davar shenisbashel al yedei toldas ha'or. And therefore he says, everything that we're going to see here in terms of the laws of bishul, okay, that apply to the fire itself, will apply to anything that is heated up by the fire that has the ability, obviously it has to have the ability to cook up the item, to either go ahead and make water yatzo ledesbo, which we're going to see is what's necessary to be chayiv for cooking water, or when it comes to raw foods, it has to get to at least machal ben dusai. If it can do that, then you'll be over and chayiv min ha-Torah. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'afil betoldas chama, kegon besudar shehucham v'chama, aser gzeira atu toldas ha'or, v'chein aser latmina b'chol, So then he says, as we said on our little introduction, even cooking by toldas ha-chama, a derivative of the sun, such as on a cloth that was heated by the sun, is going to be aser midrabanan, because it is so similar to a toldas ha-or, and it can be flipped, and therefore it's going to be an iser midrabanan to cook in a toldas ha-chama. He says it's also aser to insulate an egg, right? Latmina bechol o ba'avak. Right, so also to insulate an egg in sand or in road dust that was heated up by the sun, because this is what is known as toldas ha-chama, and it's going to be also midrabanan. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Ches, va'afilu betoldas chama, even cooking up in toldas chama, that which is derived from the sun, v'afil b'di'eved, aser, even b'di'eved, it's going to be aser, and he goes on, but he says, it's possible though, that after Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, even to the person who did the cooking. Mr. Brewer here refers to a case where one deliberately, b'mezid, was over the derabbanan against bishul b'chama, and normally we say that when you're over something b'mezid, a malacha b'mezid, it is usher to you forever. So what's the basis here? So the basis for the heter to eat the cooked food after Shabbos, we discussed earlier that when you're dealing with a derabbanan, the food, okay, might be permitted immediately, okay, on Motzei Shabbos for the Mevashel himself. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger. We're up to Sif Katan Yud Tes, Lehatmina Bechol, to go ahead and insulate an egg in sand. And he says here, Bafilu Ba'od Yom, he comes in and says, even before Shabbos. Why? Bechol Hu Davar Hamosif Hevel. Because sand, and now we're going back to an Issa Derabbanan. Obviously, in terms of Bishul, putting an egg in sand before Shabbos is not going to be an Issa Bishul, even Derabbanan. But there's something called Hatmana, insulation in something that adds heat. And since sand is an insulation of something that will add heat, and if the sand was heated from the sun, so it's going to be Aser, the Sir Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel, as an Isser Hatmana, the Aser La Hakmin Boa Filu Bil Yo, Kimavarasham. And it's Aser to do Hatmana before Shabbos if it's put in or on something when it is insulated and there's going to be heat that intensifies. For example, you're allowed to go ahead before Shabbos and wrap a pot in a towel, but you can't wrap a pot in a towel on top of a blech before Shabbos, even though you're allowed to put a pot on a blech before Shabbos, but to wrap it totally in a pot on a blech before Shabbos, that's hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel, which is asa derabbanan, okay, before Shabbos as well. It's a concern that you might come on Shabbos to actually go ahead and stir the coals and things like that. Uvichidushei Rabbi Akiva Eger, hevi b'shem harajba, demutter lahatmin bo miba'od yom. And Rabbi Akiva Eger, he brings the name of the Rajba, that you'd be allowed to go ahead and insulate it from before Shabbos. The kol shehucham be'erev Shabbos minachama mitzdanan legamrei b'lel Shabbos. He says, anything that got heated up on Erev Shabbos from the sun will totally cool off by the night, and therefore it's not hatmana b'davar ha-mosif hevel, something where the insulation is one of heat intensification. Again, he's just adding here the issue of the Drabbanan of Hatmana, which was discussed earlier in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, but this is not at all a concern when it comes to Bishul. Bishul Bechama would only be if you put it in sand on Shabbos, that's where you're going to have a Bishul issue, assuming it will heat up, the egg will heat up and get cooked up and become a hard-boiled egg in the sand on Shabbos. As to whether or not this will be a situation of Hatmana B'davar HaMosif Hevel, which is Asher before Shabbos, that seems to be a Machlokes Achronim here brought down. And finally, Sif Katan Chaf, before we go on in the Shulchan Aruch, Bechol, where the egg was put into the sand, and it gets V'afil im lo yatmin, ella yigalgalena b'Shabbos agav Bechol hachem, hacham, k'dei shetitzala. He says, even if it is not actually insulated on Shabbos, inside the sand, but he just rolls it and it fries in a shtickel. Nami Yasser, it's going to be Yasser. Once again, the Gzeira Atu told us, or it's Gzeira. This whole Isser of told us Achama is a, as we said in the introduction, a Gzeira. You might come to actually cook something in a derivative of fire, told us Haor, which is Yasser min HaTorah. The Alkein Yasser L'Sloitz Beitza Al Gag Roteach Bechama. Therefore, it's Yasser to go ahead and fry an egg on a hot rooftop, or on someone's bald head that was cooked in the sun. Hamavashal bechame teveria poter michatas. Now he goes on and he discusses another issue that's discussed in the Gemara as well, that if someone goes ahead and he cooks in chame teveria, you're poter michatas, you're not chay of achatas, because havi ketoldas chama, that's viewed as toldas chama. Aval chayev makis mardus, but once again, you're going to be chayev for makis mardus, the iser yesh bezek, which is an iser drabanan. Hilkach asul lahamid machal agabe chamei tveria b'shabbes. You can't put a food on chamei tveria b'shabbes. Aval lahashois aleyan me'erev shabbes, but to put it on top of chamei tveria before shabbes, that's going to be permissible. Ulaniach b'tochan, but to actually go ahead and take something like a baby bottle and put it inside a chamei tveria from before shabbes, that's going to be mamish hatmana b'davar hamosif evel. It's going to be hatmana with something that intensifies the heat. It's an insulation of heat intensification, which is asa midrabanan mishum the iser hatmana, not the iser bishul. Kamosha kasav simin shin chavav sif gimel. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Aval b'chama atzma. However, if one goes ahead and cooks in the sun itself, you only take beitza b'chama. For example, to put a beitza, an egg, straight in the sun, to cook straight from the sun, only take mayim b'chama kedei sheyechamu. Or to put water directly in the sun in order to heat up, mutter is going to be permissible. It's going to be totally okay, and there's no issa d'rabbanan at all. Mishnah Brura b'chama atzma. Lo gazrinan atu or b'chama b'or lo machiv. There was no gzeira, because of concern that one might cook by fire if he cooks in the sun, because there's no room at all for confusion between the sun and Zephaya. We now begin Sifdalid, and Sifdalid and Sifhei is loaded. In order to get a real clear handle on Sif and Dalid and Hei, a very important introduction is in order. There are two fundamental aspects to the Malacha of Mevashel that need to be discussed in this introduction to the Sif. And that is a principle called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, known as there's no halachic cooking, there's no malacha of bishul after something's already been cooked. On the most basic level, once food has already been cooked, there's no iser, deoraisa, in recooking it. But the actual scope of this principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul results in a major machlokes we've shown him in a couple of areas. One area is the issue of what is considered cooked, so that there's no longer any iser of bishul. Some hold that once a food has been cooked enough to be defined as minimally edible, it is considered halachically cooked, and thus, and therefore, no longer subject to the malacha of bishul, even though it is not fully cooked. Meaning, there is the shita of the Rajba. The Rajba holds, as we all know, that when there is food cooked up to what is called machal ben drusai, which is the food of these robbers, or the robber named ben drusai, who would eat his food already partially cooked, is a machlokes whether, when we say partially cooked, machal ben drusai, is it a third cooked or a half cooked? That's another machlokes we've shown him. But for sure, whether it's a third or a half, whatever is considered machal ben drusai, if one cooks food to that point on Shabbos, he is going to be chayim for the lach of bishul. However, what happens if you have a food that's already at machal ben drusai or above, but it's not yet fully cooked? It's not yet what's considered fully cooked, and if it's not yet considered fully cooked, so what's the story? Do we say that any cooking from machal ben drusai is up until fully cooked is still going to be the malacha of bishul? Because as long as it is not what's considered fully cooked, you're still doing more bishul, and you'll be chayiv min haTorah. Masha'en kein. There are those that say, no, once the item is machal ben drusai, as I said, this is the opinion of the Rajba, any cooking after machal ben drusai will already be defined as bishul achar bishul, and ein bishul achar bishul, there's no malacha of bishul after bishul. Now, although Shulchan Aruch paskins and we paskin that the halacha, we have to follow the Rishonim that hold, and this is the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that up until the item is fully cooked, there is going to be malacha of bishul. Only at fully cooked do we say ein bishul achar bishul. But before that, if you go ahead and cook from anywhere from machal ben drusai up until fully cooked, you'll be over the daraisa of bishul. And this includes also accelerating the heat. So if you, for example, cover a pot that is not fully cooked, a chult that's not fully cooked, and you accelerate the heat, you'll be over the malacha daraisa of bishul. But we'll see there is an importance in knowing that the shita sarajba, that once something is machal ben drusai, there is no longer bishul achar bishul. There will be a ramification in halacha based on this opinion. Now, this is all with respect to the issue of solids, cooking solid food. So this issue of ein bishul achar bishul, everyone holds. The only shaila is, at what point do we say something is considered halachically mevushal, that any cooking afterwards would still or would no longer be considered cooking because it would be ein bishul achar bishul. But what's the story with liquids? So some hold that this halacha of ein bishul achar bishul applies both to solids and liquids the same way. once either has been cooked, it's no longer subject to the malacha of bishul, even if it has cooled. Others make a distinction between solids and liquids. They maintain that while a solid that was cooked is for sure not subject to bishul, a solid food that was cooked, ain bishul achar bishul, and this is true even if it cooled off totally, when it comes to a liquid, once it has cooled, it will be subject to bishul. A basic svara for this is that unlike other foods, once something is edible, so then any further cooking, okay, will no longer be and have any chashivus and significance. Just making something hot after it's already cooked, there's no change there, there's no significant change. But when it comes to liquid, the whole definition of bishul by liquid is itself heating. And therefore, if the concept is one of heating, so then once it cools down, it's already reverted back to its original state of being cold. And therefore, any cooking again, once it has cooled down, or totally cooled down, will be bishul min ha-Torah, yesh bishul achar bishul, bilach, according to these Rishonim. This machlokas is going to hit us immediately when we start the sif. What one should be aware of is there's another major machlokas when it comes to liquids, and that is that what's the story, and this is really a machlokas in the achronim, but the issue is like this. What is already considered cooked when it comes to liquids? So obviously there's no issue of machal ben drusai. We're not talking about raw. We're talking about how hot. So there's the principle the Gemara talks about, and we've shown him deal with this at length, of what's called yad soletispo. When you take a liquid and you cook it up till yad soletispo, that's already when you're going to be chayiv for bishul when it comes to liquid. Now, what exactly is the temperature of yad soletispo? So the Rishonim, when they spell out yad soletispo, they say the hand, right, recoils from it. When you touch it, not knowing, you know, you just dump it in your hand in water, not knowing what you're touching, and then all of a sudden your hand will shoot back. It's not when you're prepared for dipping your hand into the water. It just means you put your hand in the water, your hand will recoil back. There are other Rashis and places that discuss yad soletispo as the amount of heat that a baby's stomach will already start burning. Now, this is what's called yad soletispo. Now, what temperature this is exactly is a big shaila in the poskim. And they all deal with the issue that they're based on this, that there's the lowest temperature that yad soletispo could be and the highest level that it could be. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach basically says that yad soletispo is 45 degrees Celsius, 114 degrees Fahrenheit. But Rav Moshe basically says that yad soletispo possibly could already be reached at 43 degrees Celsius, 110 degrees Fahrenheit. The Gemara Moshe is an Archaim Dalid Bishul Gimel. And Michel Shlomo is Tzadi Aleph Ches. Now, Rav Moshe there, and Rav Moshe says, but it can't be considered as having definitely reached yad soletispo until it reaches 71 degrees Celsius, 160 degrees. So he has Fahrenheit. So he has a range of where yad soletispo would be possible at already 110 degrees Fahrenheit. And it also might not yet be yad soletispo until 160 degrees. And we have to be concerned for both of those Shiurim, depending on, okay, whether you have to be machmir, when you have to be machmir for 110 degrees, or when you have to be machmir for 160 degrees. Now, a big issue comes in when you discuss this issue of 110 degrees to 160 degrees and things like that, is the following. Let's say something is for sure yad soletispo. Once something is for sure yad soletispo, can it be put back, or minat Torah, is there any bishul if you go from a yad soletispo to the boiling point? I mean, let's say you have it for sure at 160 degrees. Can you now go ahead and boil it up? If you put it in a Torah, is that totally okay? And will that be bishul? So that's a machlokas achronim as well. But one thing is for sure, even if we are makil and we allow heating up from yad soletispo to a boiling point, you for sure should not heat up from 110 degrees to 160 degrees. Because 110 degrees, okay, although we have to be machmir, that's already yad soletispo, it might not really be yad soletispo to 160 degrees. So therefore, you know, even if you're going to go with the most makel shita, that the more makel shita that you can cook from the yad soletispo to the boiling point, you would not be able to cook, according to Rav Moshe's definitions of yad soletispo, from 110 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, regarding the basic issue, whether or not one can cook if something is already past yad soletispo, whether you still cook to the boiling point, that is going to be tully on how do you view yad soletispo. Is it sort of like machal ben drusai, with the boiling point as fully cooked, fully heated up?
or no, Yad Saletis Bo is mamish already totally, was considered totally fully cooked. Okay, so those are the issues there. But what's important to realize is there are some that say liquids, once they are cooked, it underwent a change. You could say the same way foods are cooked, it underwent a change, it went from raw to edible. Liquids also, once they reach a certain level of heat, they've been pasteurized to a certain level, and therefore any cooking of that again will be bishul acha bishul. Those are those that hold aim bishul acha bishul, even by lach. And then there are those that say no, when it comes to liquid, once it has cooled down, it has reverted back to its original state, because the whole concept of cooking by liquid is heating. No such thing as raw and cooked. And therefore, once it goes back to cold, reheating it will be bishul. That's the position that yesh bishul acha bishul b'lach. We'll see the shulchan aruch. Also here is machmir when it comes to that. One last thing before we dig in, and that is, there is the issue of kli rishon and kli sheni, kli shlishi, and the idea is that a kli rishon is the kli in which the water was cooked in on the fire. 99% of the paiskim basically hold that a kli rishon, for our purposes, is whether it's on the fire or whether it's off the fire. It will cook min ha-toira, any item that will be chayiv for bishul when something is placed in a kli rishon. Then there is what's called iwi kli rishon, the pouring from a kli rishon onto a raw food, as opposed to placing it into the kli rishon. This, we paskim for sure, will not fully cook the food, but it can cook what's called kedei klipa. And therefore, since it cooks kedei klipa, and many hold that this is actually midoraisa as well, the cooking of kedei klipa, so there is bishul min ha-Torah, when you have ili kli rishon, at least, okay, according to many, that this will be doraisa bishul of the kedei klipa, meaning the surface of the food will be cooked in ha-Torah. Then there is the kli sheni. This is the kli which was not on the fire, that was, the contents was poured into, was transferred from the kli rishon into it. And this water, halachically, is not considered capable of cooking most foods, even if it is still hot. And we'll see that there are exceptions to this rule. There's what's called foods that are classified as kalei ha-bishul, which are easily cooked foods, and they can even cook in a kli sheni. And we're going to see a couple of examples of this in the sif, in the two sifim coming up. But, as we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we'll see this as well, that placing most raw foods into a kli sheni is going to be usur. And the reason for this is twofold. Number one is that we are not experts in knowing what is considered kalei ha-bishul, foods that are easily cooked, unless specifically it's stated in the Gemara, the Rishonim, that these are items that we know are not kalei ha-bishul. Everything else we have to be chayshay, that it might be kalei ha-bishul. Plus the fact that even if there is no, even without the issue of kalei ha-bishul, there is the concern for the fact that it looks like the item has been cooked, and because it doesn't look different than a kli rishon, and if it's hot, and if you have to let us boil the water, so then even in a kli sheni, we have to worry about the issa de rabbanan of what's called mechsei kibishol. It looks like bishol. And again, unless we know for sure that the gzeira does not apply to such foods, there would be an issa de rabbanan as well in a kli sheni. This all is talking about a kli sheni. Kli shlishi is a subject of another major machlokes, whether there's any difference between a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. But Moshe holds that it's kli sheni dafka, Chazanish says even kli shlishi. We'll see there might be a split within the Mishnah Brura with regard to a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. That we'll get to when we deal with it. Pouring from a kli sheni onto a raw food is generally permitted, okay, except for foods that are known to be extremely tender. Once again, extremely, extremely tender. Let's move on. Here we go. The sif should go relatively quickly now. Tafshil shen esvashel called tzarcha yesh po mishum bushel. When you have a tafshil, here we're talking about with a cooked dish with liquid, like a chult, that was fully cooked, there is going to be bishul in its danin if it cools off. Here we see the Shulchan Aruch paskening, yesh bishul acha bishul bilach. But he's paskening that by liquids there is going to be bishul in our Torah. V'yesh omrim, the Ramah says, dafke mitzdamek v'yachalo. There are those that say the only time there's going to be bishul, acha bishul, by lach, is if when it cooks again, it's going to improve the food. But if it is detrimental, the cooking, once it cools off by the liquid, by the dish, then it will not be viewed as bishul. Let's look at Mishnah Brura. Sif katan av yeshbo. B'chol dinim ha'asur mishum bishul. All the halachas that are usur, everything that relates to the isur of bishul, afil liten al akira o al atana or kodem, hasek usur. Even putting it on top of an oven a stove or an oven before it gets lit, meaning that the Rabbanon of putting something in or on an oven when someone else afterwards is going to go and turn it on, the same would apply as well to cool down liquid shulz and liquidy items. Kemosha Kasov and Simon Reish and Gimel, like we saw in Simon Reish and Gimel, that there are the Rabbanans of just putting something on the stove before igniting it. If someone else comes and ignites it, the one who put it on will be Asim Rabbanan. That would apply to this chunk that cooled down as well. Tivka and Chav Gimel, Bishol, the Alkane Usur Minatoyr Laniach Hataf Shal Azeh, Bishabis, B'makoim Cham, Shayat Zaletis Bog. It says, therefore, Minatora, this chunk that cooled down, is going to be Usur to put it in a place where is Yad Zaletis Bog, like any food that has not yet been cooked. However, to go ahead and to mix it into a klisheni, once it's cooled down, there you can be makel. The basic understanding is that many hold that liquids, the chlal, is never going to be an issue in a klisheni. For sure, water is not going to be a problem in a klisheni. Many hold even all liquids. But even those that, and even though we don't necessarily put other raw liquids, like totally raw, never been cooked, our juice, let's say you wouldn't put in a klisheni, here, when it comes to cooked liquids, right? Let's say you have pasteurized orange juice or you have here a cooked chunk, that you could for sure put on a klisheni lechol havdeyos here. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Chav dalet in its tanin, if it cools off, hainu she'ein hayad so ledes bo. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch holds, once it goes under yad so ledes bo, the chunk, afshuk tzas chamadai, even though it is still a little warm, the Shulchan Aruch's position is this is already bishul achar bishul belach, because it went under yad saletes bo. Avalim hayad saletes bo, but if it is still, what? If it is still yad saletes bo, af shenstanim resi chaso, even though it is no longer boiling, lo shayach bo bishul. It's for sure not going to be any more bishul. By the way, this is even if you hold that cooking from yad saletes bo until boiling would be bishul, that's only if it has yet to reach the boiling point. Once it has reached the boiling point, and this is what people should really try to do with their tea kettles, or right, if you have a tea kettle, you want to move it around and get it hotter on Shabbos, on the blech. So you should just always take your tea kettle to the boiling point, and then therefore, even if it goes down, okay, there will be no problem at all, okay, anymore of cooking up to the boiling point. The only problem would be, as we said in our introduction, if it never got to the boiling point, so then you have those that hold any more cooking from Yad Saletis Bo up until the boiling point will be a problem. Now, he goes on and he says, once something is yad soledes, it's still viewed as roseach. It's the most basic level of it being boiled. The ain bishul achar bishul, and therefore there's not going to be any bishul achar bishul because it's still connected up to that original boiling entity. So kolzman that it's above yad soledes bo, you'll be able to reheat it. Now he's pointing out everything we've been talking about up until now is only in terms of the doraisa, but you have the issue of the Rabbanan of what's called Chazara. If those of us who are with us to Chazara know that there are five conditions, okay, for sure the Chatchila, to go ahead and return something that has been cooked already. Otherwise, you'll have the Rabbanan of Mechse Kimavashal. The five being that it obviously had to have already been fully cooked. It has to still be, as we see here, according to the Shulchan Aruch. He has to say it's still yad saletes bo. We'll see. We can even go down. We hold like the Ramah. We'll see if it goes down to even up until room temperature. You can go ahead and return it. But you also need to have a blech, and that's what he means here. It has to be either scooped away the coals, or shehem amumin, or they have to be okay covered up with they have to be covered the ash. This is what's the equivalent of what we know to be a blech. A blech, so it's no longer mechsek of a vashel. Aval tanok kish ainu garif, but if there's no blech, b'chol shegein ala ish mamish, and for sure on the flame itself, asa lachzir lekule alma, it's going to be asa to return according to afidah roseach gomer, even if it's totally boiling, because it doesn't have the basic requirement of a blech, could lay alberation and gimel. By the way, the other two requirements were that you have to, it has to still be in your hand, you have to have in mind to return it, b'chol zehu dasa mechaber. But now he says, this is all the opinion of the mechaber, the shulchan aruch. Aval ramah lekaman besif tezvav baga, the ramah coming up in Sif Tezvav says no. The Kol's Manchel and Stalin the Gamrei, as long as the Ramah later on will paskin, as long as it has not cooled down totally, it's still above room temperature. Nagu lahaka, you can be makel to Ainbo Mishum Bishul, no Bishul. So therefore, that's how we paskin. Let's say, for example, you have a blech, as long as it's the The tea kettle is on the blech. You can move it back and forth to the fire, above on the blech, of course. Kol zman that has not gone down to room temperature. Ad kan.